My name is Tim Boring. I'm the director for Michigan Department of Ag and Rural Development.
This May, we are touring through Michigan's asparagus supply chain as we visit growers all the way to packers. What are some of the concerns and really the drive to have a tour like this and see that total supply chain?
Well, certainly this is the first crop out of the field in Michigan every year, so I think it's a great place to start looking at some of the production issues we have going on in the state and hearing challenges that we have going on. I had a busy day of going forward, spending some time on the farms, going through packing facilities. It's an industry with a number of challenges going on right now, and they're big, complex problems without a lot of easy solutions. But they deserve some attention and some thought on how we're going to navigate through these sorts of things. So issues all the way from labor availability, the cost of labor today, ongoing supply chain issues, just international trade issues of how we deal with international products coming into our markets and how our agricultural economy plays with those sorts of things. So it's an area. Certainly asparagus is kind of in line with a lot of the other vegetables and fruits we have going on the west side of Michigan here. But it's a situation where we've got some of these same issues in asparagus that are affecting other crops as well. And it's certainly something that we're spending some time looking at here at the department.
Michigan is the nation's leader in asparagus production, and hearing from growers, the long-term viability is really in question with all of those challenges you mentioned. From a state's perspective, where does that conversation start and where can action be had?
I think one of the first things to do is really get over here, understand the issues, talk to growers, talk to the packers, talk to the industry, and understand exactly what their perspectives on this are. These are folks that live and breathe this stuff every day. And they've got some really useful thoughts on how we address some of these issues. Getting out, talking about the issues, calling attention to them, and really generating some discussion from a large contingency of folks about how we address these sorts of things. It's taken us a while to get to this point, really complex, multidisciplinary issues here. It's going to take us a little work to get solutions and work through those. But it's a situation where we have an awful lot at stake here. Like you say, it's fundamental to our diversity here in Michigan. And we as a state need to be working on how we support and foster these industries before we lose them.
Michigan's congressional delegation, nearly all of them are calling for some action when it comes to high labor prices. When we look at who we have as leaders, we have the Senate Ag Committee chair, and we also have a very active governor in terms of connections. How can those help our Michigan ag industry, especially specialty crop industries, with some of these questions?
We've talked to a lot of folks today who have brought up the fact that they've addressed these issues within our congressional delegation. I don't think we're suffering from those folks knowing about the issues, having a general awareness. I think we're at the point of needing some real solutions. And in understanding the political climate we have today and so many different forces moving along at any one time, right? There's always something kind of driving the agenda in D.C. on any given week. We have this larger overshadowing of what the Farm Bill negotiations are going on with. Giving folks an opportunity and an understanding of where specifically we need action. I think we're really at that step of putting the pieces together and helping folks lay together a plan moving forward and how do we start making some progress.
Moving forward, what are some of those other industries you might be visiting with or next steps you hope to take?
I want to get around and talk to a lot of the different industries. And I'm no real stranger to Michigan agriculture, of course, but it's an opportunity to really delve deep into the nuances of each specific industry. There's a lot of themes that are consistent among industries, things like labor, things like international trade. But when we get down to specific issues, there are pest pressures within different industries, disease issues. Those little sorts of things make a difference too. And I think we're going to have an approach here of really tackling these big thorny issues that are going to take some time to address, but making an effort too to drill down deep and finding out some of the things, the smaller things that we can do in a shorter term focus that are still going to have an impact. So I'm interested of getting across and understanding just some of these issues we have amongst all these various industries we have in Michigan and figuring out where there are leverage points we can make a difference.
Last comments on maybe some of this early viewing and what do you hope to see that last comment for the industry?
I'd say really I want to be hearing about the different sorts of things we can be doing out here. That agriculture is a little unique from the fact that folks live and breathe this 24/7. And it's different than industries where you kind of show up to work, you work your job, and you go home and leave it behind. We're a special industry, the fact that folks are so deeply invested in this. And folks do spend time thinking about what the solutions are to the issues in front of us. So I want to be hearing about those. I want to be partnering with folks. I want to understand where the role of state government fits in, and we can be pushing on some things here or there. Understanding where there's an opportunity for leadership for us as a state agency to be calling attention to these sorts of things. And really understanding how these different pieces of the priorities for us, of whether it's rural economies or environmental protection, how these fit in with the broader Whitmer administration goals, and how we can be doing some specific action on those. So we're here to make a difference, and I'm here to get some things done.